Chapter 12. The Switcheroo. Applejack hardly slept a wink. She was so nervous about the big day ahead that it felt like she'd had 42 little butterflies flying around inside her stomach all night long. She kept imagining small tasks she'd forgotten to do or messes she hadn't cleaned up yet. By the time the early morning rolled around, she decided to just get up instead of waiting for the rooster to crow. There was still some time left to make everything perfect. After Applejack scrubbed the barn door, fixed the gate's squeaky hinges, and tidied up the mud pit, the sunlight was just starting to hit her beautiful home. It looked glorious. The morning light crawled over the hills like fresh golden honey, slowly making everything sparkle. Applejack just happened to be standing right in front of the cider booth. The brand new sign shone brilliantly. Every sparkle on every letter in the words Sweet Apple Acres stood out like dewdrops on a bushel of Honeycrisps. It was unlike anything she'd ever seen. Rarity had been right to add all those little touches. Applejack began to feel bad for being so closed-minded about it yesterday. The more she thought of the sign, the more she realized how wrong she'd been about most of her friends this week. The cowpony resolved to thank them all profusely when they arrived for the judging ceremony a little bit later. They'd all done their best to help out a friend despite her not being so friendly to them in return. She was a very lucky pony. The Apple family was all lined up outside the barn and ready to go. They were waiting for Blue Ribbon. He was due to arrive at any moment. "Great job this week, Apples!" Applejack said, hoping the encouragement wasn't too late. "Y'all worked real hard, and I just want you to know how much I love and appreciate you, whether we win the award or not."
"We love you too, Applejack," said Granny Smith.
"Yep," nodded Big Mac.
"Where's your friend, sis?"
asked Apple Bloom. She craned to see if any pony was coming down the lane.
"Didn't they say they were all coming to the judging?"
"They did say that." Applejack bit her lip in concern. Her little sister had a point. Pinkie Pie, Rainbow Dash, Fluttershy, Rarity, and Twilight Sparkle should have shown up a long time ago. Something strange was definitely going on, but she couldn't focus on it right now. All she could do was wait for Blue Ribbon.
"Hey, Applejack, I almost forgot," Apple Bloom said. "I did something else to help you out last night, and you didn't even ask me to."
She looked proud of herself.
"You did?"
Applejack smiled.
"And what was that, Sugar Cube?" "I heard Rainbow Dash saying she wanted to write in the journal, so I found it in your room and gave it to her."
"You what?" Applejack's heart dropped into her stomach. Did Apple Bloom accidentally give Rainbow Dash the wrong journal? The two did look similar. Brown leather, about the same size. "Where did you find it?" Apple Bloom continued.
"It was under your bed with Yeehaw. I didn't know you found him again. I thought he was lost for good."
Applejack didn't wait to hear the rest. She darted into the house and took the stairs four at a time. She threw open her bedroom door and dived beneath her bed. She rifled through the junk until she saw a brown leather book. "Please be the right one," she prayed. She reached for the journal and flipped it open. Inside, she saw a really well-written journal entry about Cranky Doodle Donkey. Applejack's heart sank. Rainbow Dash was in possession of her private diary, the one where she'd written horrible things about all her friends. Now it made perfect sense why they hadn't shown up. Maybe it was a good thing she still had the group journal, because Applejack certainly felt like she had just learned a whole new, very important lesson about friendship.